afternoon. Thanks for coming back and listening so soon. Bring in the stories of everyday folks while you sit back, relax, have a whisk, coach. Here we go with the Trend Speak podcast, bringing you insight or bringing a laugh. Here's the man who might have a plan. Give it up for your host, Trent Podskaland.
Thank you, Isaiah, and hello, everyone. Can you believe we are almost at the month of May already? Man, that is wild. Truly, truly wild. Well, I hope you're all having a great week, and I hope the weather is warming up where you are. And if not, warmer weather is on the horizon. And there's just something about the warmer weather that puts you in a great mood. Being able to get outside. And even if you're not getting outside, right? I just feel more productive. And prime example, and this is a little bit about what I want to talk about later, or ties into it. It's not what I want to talk about. But anyway, probably around, 11 o'clock or so this morning, I was texting my wife, and I was like, hey, I was feeling really ambitious. Hey, we should put together a project list, all the things that we want to do around the house this summer. If you're new here, we've been at our house less than a year. There are just some things that we want to do outside, like restaining the deck, for example, putting some stain on stuff that doesn't have stain on it already, maybe just cleaning up a few things here and there around the house. And so I was like, hey, we should put together a project list, things that we want to do. We'll also put together a supply list. Here are things that we need to buy to accomplish said projects. And then we should also put it on the calendar of here's our deadline. Here's when that has to be done by. Well, as 4 o'clock approached, I was already thinking in my head, man, I hope she does not bring that up tonight about the project stuff, because I'm just not in the mood for it anymore. And I've had this conversation at work with various managers as well. And I think it applies in my personal life. I just feel more productive earlier on in the day. Like there's just something about my mind, I guess, that feels like it operates way better earlier in the day than it does later in the day. By the end of the day, I just feel so exhausted that I'm like, I really just don't want to do that. I just want to relax and maybe play a game with a buddy of mine online. That's how I would rather spend my evening, rather than these boisterous ideas I had earlier in the day. And so, right before I hit record on this podcast, I had said to my wife, I said, I'm going to go podcast. And she said, what about? And I said, I don't actually know yet. Well, let's do our project list then. Okay, if that's what you want to do. So I made her come to the office and I utilized my whiteboard and everything so that I could, I'm a very visual person, just kind of lay it all out. And actually I'm looking at my whiteboard and I have some other things on there. I'm working on a speaking engagement for later this summer. And so half the whiteboard is filled with that right now. And so then I had to make a small little section. And usually I use the whiteboard for my notes. I'm freestyling it today on the podcast, if you will. I don't have any notes. And so I just filled up the rest of my whiteboard. Now I don't actually have any room to do anything else, which is a problem as I get deeper into my presentation mode, if you will. But it really got me thinking about this week's topic, which is proactive versus reactive. And Leanne, I love her to death, right? if you don't know about Leanne, you just go back and listen to some episodes. You've got the Banff episode. You've got, I mean, that's the only one I can think of off the top of my head. But Leanne's been on a lot of episodes. And so we just have very different mindsets, right? We complement each other well, but Leanne, she's great when it comes to my anxiety and my mental health. She very much helps to ground me because she says, we don't have to worry about this right now. Like, well, if something happens, we'll worry about it when it happens. And that's how, like, she's very much, I'm living in the present moment. It's very easy for her to do. Very, very easy to say, whatever happens, happens. We'll deal with it when we need to. Whereas, and I've talked about this before, my mental health, and this is something I'm currently working on with my therapist. I am very much a planner, right? So I've always been the type where I'm like, worst case scenario, I need to think about all the possible scenarios and outcomes. I need to plan. I need to be ready. And I know that that is a very extreme example for what I'm about to dive into, but I wanted to at least paint a little bit of the picture. I paint with my fingers. Finger paint the picture for you. So it begs the question, and a lot of this came out of some conversations we've had about different house projects. We had an inspector come recently just so that we knew, hey, is there anything that we're missing? Anything that maybe isn't obvious to us that we really should focus on? And it also just kind of helps us prioritize our list of what needs to be done sooner rather than later, and what are some things that maybe we want to do, but they can wait a little bit. And so I, you know, just the conversations her and I have had, some of the things she's like, well, let's just kind of wait and see. And I'm like, nah, like, there are certain things you can't just wait and see. And so it begs the question, which is it better to be, proactive or reactive? And being a proactive person, I want to immediately go that is the only answer. In what situation would you ever want to be reactive? But as I took a step back and started to think about it a little more, believe it or not, there is no cookie cutter answer. Because while I believe it best to be proactive in every single situation, that's not necessarily the case. And as I have learned from my personal experiences, it's not always the healthiest way or the healthiest path to take, if you will. So I ask you, which is better, being proactive or reactive? I think it's situational. I think it's very situational. It depends on the severity of that particular situation in which you're applying it to. So let me give you an example. Let's say that, and again, this is merely an example, but let's say that you live along the ocean and when you start living at the ocean, you've got this beautiful beachfront property, 20 feet, which actually doesn't sound like a lot. You have 75 feet which also doesn't sound like a lot, from your house to the lake, right? So you've got all this sand, you've got all this beach to hang out on. But as time progresses, water levels continue to rise. And within 10 years, you have 50 feet. Another 10 years, you have 25 feet. Another 10 years, that water is butting right up against your backyard. Do you see where I'm going with this? While that particular situation is maybe out of your control in a sense, here's my thought process. Sometimes there are things in your control. Again, depending on the... There are some... Let me say this. There are some certain situations within your control where it doesn't pay to be either of those. You're not necessarily being proactive because there's not really much you can do. But you're not being reactive because it's not, oh shit, it's the last minute and now I don't know what to do. There are certain situations, though, where you need to start to think about, okay, what should we do? When should we start taking these steps? Because the longer you wait on something, then I don't know where I was going with that. But the longer you wait, now the less time you have to react to it. And so I really do think it's just this healthy balance. Listen, if you were like Trent was really all over the place, this sounded a lot better in my head and in my thoughts before I started presenting it here. So it actually really sounds like this has zero conclusion and zero closure to it. And if that's what you're thinking, you're absolutely right. And I'm thinking the same thing. So with that, I'm going to work hard on getting some guests back on the podcast for you. I'm going to reach out to Josh right now, actually, and try and see if we can get something scheduled. Other than that, I hope you all have an amazing week. And until we talk next week, enjoy.